Let's talk some Packers football. As promised, we're joined right now by a running back for the Pack. He's entering his second season with Green Bay. 81 carries, 448 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns as a rookie. He had a school record, 4,114 rushing yards at UTEP. He was the 182nd pick in the 2017 draft. Green Bay coming off a 7-9 season. They open up against Chicago on September 9th. Running back Aaron Jones is my guest. Aaron, it's great to have you on the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good and you?
Great. Man, I'm awesome. It's good to have you on. Let me ask you about OTAs and workouts right now. How different does it feel doing it as a second-year player, having already gone through it all as a rookie?
It feels a lot different, actually. You're more comfortable. You have a year with the system under your belt, so you're able to play a lot faster.
You know, Aaron, you look back at last season, for instance, go back to week 4. You're going up against Chicago. You had yet to receive your first NFL carry. So what was going through your head when you ran onto the field against Chicago?
I was going through my head, it's my time now. I just got to make the most of this opportunity, because if you don't, you never know when you'll get another opportunity.
We're talking Aaron Jones. Not only the opportunity, but also a great, great Aaron Rodgers story from that game. Quote, my first game against Chicago, Jamal Williams and Ty Montgomery went down. I'm talking about you now. And I run into the huddle, and he's like, I want you to know I'm probably one of your biggest fans in the organization. So if you want to make a statement, now is your time. End quote. So in a situation like that, I know you want to keep yourself ready, but what's it mean to you to hear that from Aaron Rodgers in that moment?
I mean, it does a lot, especially me not having taken any carries in the regular season. For him to tell me that as soon as I step on the field, I mean, it does a lot for a young player's confidence.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we can stress that quite enough. And when you have Aaron Rodgers, what's that say about him as a leader, that in the middle of a game, he is singling you out and pumping you up like that?
I mean, he's just a natural-born leader. He has all the tools, and it doesn't get any better than that. I'm glad to be playing with him.
Packers running back Aaron Jones is my guest. And then the following week, you made your first career start. You had 125 yards and 19 carries and a touchdown. Looking back on that game, what do you remember most?
I just remember that going in, I knew I was going to be the main guy, getting all the reps. Back in Texas, where I'm from, had a lot of family at the game. I grew up a Cowboys fan, so I was definitely excited to be playing in that stadium. And Aaron was just like, hey, just play your game. You've been playing your whole life. Just play your game.
Aaron Jones, my guest. I'm glad you brought up family. I want to ask you about that in 1 minute. But then you followed that game up 2 weeks later when you had 131 yards and a touchdown against the Saints. Listen, you don't get to where you are without having a lot of confidence in your abilities. But when you rush for more than 100 yards in each of your first two career starts, is there a moment where you think, man, I really do belong here? And not only that, I can play at a high level here.
Oh, yes, I was definitely thinking that. And I mean, I wouldn't have got those 100-yard games without the O-line, tight ends, and the blocking units, the receivers, fullbacks. But I definitely did. So I definitely still feel I belong in this league, and I can be very special in this league.
Packers running back Aaron Jones joining us. There was a moment recently where you went viral. You were returning to Wisconsin from El Paso, and you saw a fellow passenger who was maybe in need of some assistance, and you were pushing her wheelchair through the airport. How did that come to be?
We were sitting on the plane, and when we were getting off, she was sitting across the aisle from me. And I think she needed help, so I started helping her off. And then the flight attendant told her there would be somebody there to help her and push her to the baggage claim. When we got off, there was nobody there, but there were wheelchairs there. So I asked the lady, do you want me to push you? And she said yes. So I pushed her, and I pushed all the way down to baggage claim, and her daughter was there to meet her.
Listen, man, that's awesome. I mean, that is so good for you, but you did it for all the right reasons. But then somebody took a photo of it and tweeted it out, and suddenly it's everywhere, and people were overwhelmed and touched by your kindness and your generosity. Did you have any idea it would have the kind of impact that it did when it went viral?
No, sir, I definitely didn't. I was just doing something I was raised to do, the way my parents raised me. So I definitely didn't think anything of it. I mean, if it was... I'd do it again, I mean, without the camera. I didn't know there was a camera there, but, I mean, that's just who I am.
In fact, that's what that woman's granddaughter said. Quote, my mom and grandma both said he must have been raised very well, end quote. So then you've got the transition to the NFL, and Aaron, on so many levels, it can be really challenging, but yours is a little bit different because it meant that you were going to be away from your twin brother, Alvin. What was that experience like for you?
Definitely something new. It was hard at first. I'd never been away from him for, I don't think, more than 2 or 3 days. So it was definitely hard, but we would always talk on the phone, talk football, and he would come up here and come to games as much as he could.
We're talking to Packers running back Aaron Jones. What about the conversation you had with him? For instance, when you were debating whether or not to leave UTEP early, you spoke to everybody close to you that mattered, your coaches, your parents, and then you spoke with your brother because, as you said, you felt like you were leaving him as well. What about that conversation? What did he tell you when that topic came up?
He just told me, he's like, hey, it's always been our dream. And he's like, if you got the chance, go live your dream. And we've been chasing it since we were little kids. So since you got the chance, go do it. And he was like, I'll be fine. I'll be joining you the following year in the league. So just go chase your dream.
Right. And that's what's happening. He's signed with the Ravens, and the two of you are hosting a football camp next month. So what's it like? What's it like for you to watch him pursue his NFL dream and then host a camp with him too?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, like I said, we've been working hard at it since we were little kids. And for him to finally be here with me is a dream come true. And I'm excited for him. I'm excited to see what he's going to do this year.
Aaron Jones, my guest. So your family's close, obviously. Your parents travel to every game. They've made a ton of sacrifices for you and your siblings growing up. So what was life like in the Jones household when you were growing up?
It was a lot of yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, thank you. A lot of manners. We moved around a little bit, both my parents being in the military. But it was a lot of fun, very competitive. We're a sports family. It was just a lot of fun. My parents, I can't thank them enough for raising me and my brother, and my other brother and sister right as well. Yeah, I just want to thank them. It was a lot of fun.
That's great. Aaron Jones joining us for a few more moments. So when you left college early, you did promise your parents that you were going to graduate, and then last month you walked across the stage, you received your diploma. What was that moment like? What did that mean to you?
Oh, I mean, it was amazing. It's something nobody can take from me. Like a little weight was lifted off my shoulder. I'm finally done. I don't have to worry about school anymore. Just all football now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you have a lot of things on your plate. You could have postponed that, and you could have finished college at any other point. Why was it so important for you to get that thing done as quickly as you did?
Because I was so close to finishing. I mean, I didn't want to wait 20 years later and go back and be like, man, what's going on? I don't know none of this. And I wanted to make my mom happy and fulfill my promise to her that I would graduate.
He had a school record over 4,100 rushing yards at UTEP, entering his second year with the Packers. And Green Bay opens up against Chicago on September 9th. Aaron Jones, our guest. Aaron, great to have you on the show. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day. Aaron Rodgers. And the reason we were doing that, 1-800-636-8686. I'm blown away by that story. That this guy just jumps in the middle of a game, start of the season, goes into the huddle, and Aaron looks at him and says, look, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of yours. Now is your time. Let's get this thing done. As a young player drafted where he was, who gets that break, and that's why they always say keep yourself ready, to hear that from a quarterback like that had to be pretty significant in that moment.